always wait to see if anyone's informed that I am live. Oh, okay. I haven't gotten anything yet, but there I am. Hello. Where do we start, guys? Where do we start? I don't know. I don't know where to start. Okay, get in here. Come on. Hello, hello. Welcome. If you're here, I don't know. Say hello. Say hello. Just greetings. Hello, hello. Rachel. Hey, what's up? Jacqueline. Hello, hello, Jimmy. Okay, we got, I'm broadcasting to YouTube and Facebook. I used to do it to Twitter, but then it was like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I will. I don't know. I'm not doing that now. Okay, I'm just doing YouTube, Twitter. I'm hoping that Rumble will allow us common folk to go live because that's probably where I would primarily do it. As you can see, my background is different today because my husband has taken over our office. So I'm here. And that's that. Is everyone doing good? How's everyone feeling? Huh? Good? I'm feeling great. I'm feeling absolutely wonderful. I took a kickboxing class this morning. I had a margarita. I just bought a Tesla. I'm kidding. No, I've done none of those things. But that's what our administration, our current administration, has advised us to do in the midst of all of the chaos. Hey, you know, take a kickboxing class, have a margarita, buy an electric car. You can't afford to fill your tank. Just buy a $50,000 electric car. Problem solved. It's so easy. Like, it's, I don't know why you guys are struggling. Wow. But we know this is designed, right? I mean, if you're paying attention, you got to follow me on Telegram. That's where I can speak freely. This is all calculated. This is all planned. This is exactly what I said would happen if this administration got into administration, right? Got in. Wars, inflation, high gas prices. It's happening. It's happening, and this is not an accident. Okay, I can say only so much on Facebook, but I want to say this on YouTube. This is calculated. Okay, all of this is calculated. I hope people understand that. So, but I really quick want to address because the trolls. God, you gotta love the trolls. They're like, the oil and gas industry has 9,000 leases according to Saki, and they're not doing anything with them. So it's the oil and gas industry. It's not the Biden administration. Okay, let's just address that. Okay, because I'm sure you've got family and friends. They're like, it's the oil and gas industry. It's not the Biden administration. There's 9,000 leases. They keep regurgitating the 9,000 lease line. Okay, let's just address the 9,000 leases, shall we? I'm so tired of the lies. Do you guys see that the same stuff they did with COVID, okay? The same stuff they did with COVID, they're now doing with Russia, Ukraine. Okay, it's the same stuff. We've got fact checkers out there. Hello, fact checkers, because they're all always up on me. Whenever I go live or whenever I post anything. So greetings to all of you guys. They're taking the same approach that they did with COVID to the Russia and Ukraine. So if you say anything that they don't like, they're fact-checking you. They're fact-checking you because they know what's going on, right? They know what's going on. Get out of here with that. Okay. Okay, so there's 9,000 approved oil leases from the oil and gas companies that are not tapping into, that people are not tapping into currently right now. But according to the American Petroleum Institute president and CEO, Mike Summers, indicates her statements are factual distortion. Okay, just because you have a lease doesn't mean there's actual oil and gas in that lease. And there has to be a lot of development that occurs between the leasing and then ultimately permitting for the acreage to be productive. You could have a million leases, but that doesn't mean that the lease is putting out oil or that they found oil on that piece of property to drill. And then once they do that, the process they have to go into to start drilling is a whole nother thing that the Biden administration is regulating the crap out of. Okay. The oil and gas industry has both developed and undeveloped leases, and it pays the government fees for renting them, regardless of whether oil and gas is, no, this is separate. This is just a synopsis of what this guy said. The oil and gas industry has both developed and underdeveloped leases, and it pays the government fees for renting them, regardless of whether oil and gas is eventually found and produced. It generally takes 7 to 10 years for oil companies to determine whether a lease will become productive and for them to invest in the infrastructure that is needed to produce the oil, with the Biden administration trying to push banks away from funding oil and gas projects and instead spending money on renewable energy, windmills, okay, or solar panels that are made of oil and plastics, and plastic is made of oil. But these people, I mean, these people, the people that are up on you telling you 9,000, they don't even know where electricity comes from, okay? We'll address that in a minute, okay? So so they're investing in renewable energy instead, because my goodness, we want clean air here in America, but we'll give the money to Russia, Venezuela, Iran, because they'll really produce clean oil for the world. You think they will? No, they're not more regulated than we are. We are producing cleaner oil than any other country. These people are, okay. It is a wonder that the industry is hesitating to make the investment needed. Besides the need to obtain necessary capital to make the investment, the oil industry is faced with uncertainty caused by Biden and his administration about imposing new taxes and regulations on the industry that were contained in the Build Back Better bill. Build Back Better. Everybody knows what Build Back Better is, right? Right? I mean, that's code. Every single world leader right now is regurgitating Build Back Better. Just look up the World Economic Forum and they'll tell you what they want to do, right? Okay. I'll say this much. Everyone that's like, yay, we're not buying oil from Russia anymore. Yeah, I'm not about Russia. I totally don't support Putin. He's evil. He's doing horrible, horrible, horrific things. Bad man. Got it. He's a bad guy. But there can be more than one bad person in the world, like I said on my last live. And there are people in the World Economic Forum that do not want individual liberty and freedom for the vast population of the world. The elite rule the world. We're just, you know, subjects to it. That's their plan. They're openly talking about it. People are like, oh my God, you're a conspiracy theorist. Not conspiracy theorist. I'm being honest. That's what they're saying. They're openly talking about it. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And they want everybody, you know, in their own little bubble connected to their pod, right? Like literally going into the matrix, pretty much. So it's nuts. It's absolute lunacy. And anybody that's blindly following this, you've got to wake up. Wake up. There's an agenda behind all of this stuff. Okay. So Russia. No, we don't want to buy oil from Russia. But at the same time, I don't support going to Venezuela, which is literally like horrible, horrible, horrible atrocities to the Venezuelan people having there under Maduro. A socialist wasteland, okay, of high crime, murder, horrible things happen to people, the population there. It's human rights abuses. It's horrible country, right? Okay. So then we're like, oh, let's go to Venezuela and let's fund Maduro. Like, I mean, have you lost your mind? No, but they have it. This is planned. Okay. So that's what the people are like, oh, Biden's so stupid. He's not stupid. Okay. Or the people, he might be a little, you know, but the people behind him, they are following the plan. They are totally in sync, lockstep. We got to push this through as fast as we can. This is our moment. So they're like, okay, let's go to Iran, where they push homosexuals off of buildings, and they're the lead sponsor of terror in the world. Like, does that make sense to you? Do you want to give those people money? What I mean, okay, or Saudi Arabia. I mean, when instead we could remove regulation, red tape. Get the Keystone Pipeline going. People are like, the Keystone Pipeline just delivers the oil. Like, it doesn't actually, like, produce oil. It delivers the oil. Here.
No.
That's not true either. There's so much misinformation flying around, and I have so many notes. But I think somebody said, who was it? 800,000 barrels of oil come from the Keystone Pipeline that we could draw from. I believe that's the stat. You can fact check me on it. So we would not even need Russia at all. Nothing would be impacted. We could take from that and use it. It would also create jobs, and it would be up and running now. But what did the Biden administration do right when they got into office? They shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Planned. Calculated. We hit 7.9 inflation. Guys, 7.9 inflation. Now everyone's like, the Biden administration is like, well, it's totally Russia's fault that you're paying like so much for groceries right now and so much for gas. 3% of our oil comes from Russia. Did you guys know that? I think 61% comes from Canada, 10% from Mexico. Okay. They're jacking the prices. They're causing inflation. They're removing us from the petrodollar. And by taking Russia out of the whole scene, the petrodollar, which is all oil is bought on the petrodollar, which is a petrodollar, which is according to the U.S. dollar, right? So if we don't work with these other countries using the petrodollar weakens, and that weakens the dollar, which is going to increase inflation. It's going to get insane. Because of the policies that this administration is enacting right now. It's because of the policies of this administration. And I know it's frustrating to watch because you're thinking to yourself and I was in the car this morning. I dropped the kids off at school. Bad weather here in Colorado. So it took me forever to get to the school and then forever to get home. But I was just praying and I'm talking to God and I'm like it's a horrible feeling to like, it's like with the Biden administration, it's like you're in a car right now and a four-year-old is driving the car, right? And it's terrifying because this four-year-old is making the decisions that can literally impact you. And let's say your whole family's in the car as well. So it's a gut-wrenching feeling that everybody that's paying attention is feeling right now. I mean, even if you voted for Biden, I would pray to God at this point you're starting to see it. At this point you're like, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe, you know, the mean tweets weren't that bad and maybe I made a mistake. I just voted on emotion. I was really angry. I didn't like the orange man and because This feels like it does. It feels like you're in a car, got a four-year-old at the wheel, your whole family's in the back of the car. They're looking at you like, are we gonna be okay? Because I don't like the way this little person is driving. Okay. And there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. And it makes you feel tiny. And it makes you feel completely out of control. And as humans, we want to feel in control. That is a natural human instinct that we have. You want to have control, right? You want to control something. And if you feel like everything is out of control, it's a horrible, horrible, horrible feeling. And I was on the phone with my mom. I talked to her throughout all of this stuff. She's just one of the wisest women I know, man. She's just an incredible person of faith. But she was telling me about a book she read. And it was basically about the Lebanon War. And the Lebanon War, I believe, it took place from 1975 to 1990, right? So, I mean, I was like a kid when this was going on. I don't really remember it. But the Lebanon War, like it lasted for like 15 years and it was crazy. And it was just the state of Lebanon was just, I mean, the country of Lebanon was just constantly at war. Israel, and then you had Palestine and you had this constant conflict. And there were shootings, car bombings going off constantly, suicide bombers, and it was literally like hell on earth for 15 years in this country. And they studied the psychology of the people there, and they started to normalize it. Like they started to be like, just like there would, you press on. It's just human survival. Like in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of feeling like a four-year-old driving a car, in the midst of everything's nuts right now, you continue to live life, right? I mean, you go grocery shopping. I'm right now like literally painting. I'm painting my kitchen, my living room, and I'm doing like things that are just kind of mindless because you feel like I can't control any of this. This is nuts. And at the same time, you're thinking, I hope people are seeing this. I hope people are waking up. And I do believe that this is being pushed through and heightened as much as possible before the midterms. And in fact, possibly to impact the midterms. Because if all hell is unleashed, I question whether we have a midterm election. I do. I'm just sharing my heart with you guys. I wonder if this is going to continue to ramp up, because I feel like last week when I talked to you guys, I was like, and then it's not de-escalated since I last talked with you guys. It's only escalating. And I think Russia and Ukraine just could not come to any agreement again just today or yesterday. And so it's increasing. And then there's all these back channel information going on. So you're just kind of like, it's just a frenzy, right? It's a frenzy. And the normal thing to do is just to be like, I'm just going to ignore it, right? I'm just going to eat. I'm just going to eat in the restaurant with the bombs going off and I'm just going to be okay. I got to be okay. You have to be okay, right? You have to be okay. You will be okay. And every single time I come on here, it comes back to my faith. It comes back to God, because like as I was driving in my car this morning, I'm like, God, like it does feel out of control. It feels out of control and it feels like it's only ramping up. And with every single day, there's new information. And like yesterday or 2 days ago, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Marco Rubio was questioning the undersecretary. I don't know what she is, Nuland. And she like confessed that, and I got to be careful because the fact checkers are going to, there's bio labs in Ukraine, and the U.S. has absolutely no affiliation with them whatsoever. Okay. And so that's now in the background and you're like, well, what does that mean? Like what's happening there? And that was a conspiracy theory, guys. That was like, I was hearing like back news channels on that stuff, like Telegram, stuff like that, like a month ago, like that was happening too. So it's like, and then you have the World Health Organization yesterday come out and they dropped this bit of information. They said, you know, because of the situation in Ukraine and because the Ukrainians, you know, the fleeing and the poor conditions that they're in, it's perfect for infectious disease to break out. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, biolabs, infectious disease, Russia invading Ukraine. Like you start to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my mind. That's the way I think. I'm not going to go any further with that. I'm going to let you simmer on it, let you think on that. But all this stuff is going on, right? All this stuff is going on. And as a mom with children, like there's this desire to like protect and make sure that they're okay, to make sure my family's okay. But at the end of the day, when all is said and done, like I really can't control whether an infectious disease breaks out. I can't control whether somebody, you know, gets hot-headed and presses the button and it, you know, I can't control it. I can't control it. So I do know that now is the best time ever to get right with God. Like, and I said that today on Twitter because like, as I was praying, like I was just talking to God and I'm like, God, like, not to say like, let's just say nothing happens. Let's say that everything de-escalates and everything calms down and it's no big deal. Sorry, it's like emotional because you're thinking about scary stuff, but like, let's say it all calms down, it all gets quiet and nothing escalates. To be this close to nutso is concerning. Like to be this close to, okay, it could get really, really bad is concerning, obviously. And as a mom, you're concerned. So the best thing to do right now in this situation, and I mean this honestly, is to get right with God. And that's what, when I was praying, I was like, God, what do I, like, what do I do right now? And he's like, just make sure you're right with me and make sure the people you speak to are right with me, because that's what really matters. Having a relationship with Jesus. And so I kind of want to dive into that, because I know there's a lot of people on here that are like not religious and they're like, okay. But now more than ever is to make sure that you know like what happens when you die, right? Like not, and I don't want to like be all dark, like, okay, like it's over. It's not over. We live and we continue to live life. But at the end of the day, when all is said and done, the politics of all of this doesn't matter, right? It doesn't. Even though I'm like heavily involved in politics, locally, I do this, I do all, you know, I'm some my satirical videos. Like that's where I feel called. But at the end of the day, like none of this matters. Like Democrats, Republicans, they can't fix this mess. They're crazy. Like both sides are nuts. And so none of this, like all the wars, the Iranians, you know, we're not giving them money. Like all of this is crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. And at any point it could escalate even further. And I feel like I'm supposed to say, get right with God. Like get right with God. And there's never a better time than right now. Like right now, get right with God. And because that's really what matters, right? Like I say, like when all is said and done, that's what matters. Like you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And as this escalates and you start to really dig into the word of God, like so much of what's happening right now is in the Bible. And I think about this, like, because it's kind of like even like with the whole Ukraine situation, like there's war and then there's rumor of war. And that brought me to, I think it's Matthew, where was I? Is it Matthew 25? I know there's a lot of people on here that, but Matthew 25, he talks about there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and catastrophe and all of this stuff that's going to take place. And I'm not saying that like, oh, we're in it. Like, this is it. Like we're, you know, cause there's people that all that have gone before us that have been like, this is it. Jesus is coming back. It's over kind of a thing. And then it doesn't. Right. So I'm not saying like, this is it, but I'm saying to be very sensitive to what is taking place around us. Like to be very sensitive to the time that we're living in. And, I think like, what did Jesus say here? He said, of course, I can't find it now. But there'll be wars, rumors of wars, and people will try. People will persecute you. Here we go. I'm going to read it to you. There's, the Bible just is comforting in itself. So they shall. Okay. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. So we can't be afraid, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, which is diseases, sicknesses, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated among all the nations. And so ultimately, like if you're a believer, you know this all comes back to Christianity. Like it all comes back to being a war. Because, you know, Ephesians, is it 6:12, we wrestle, no, that's the armor of God. But in Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, and wickedness in heavenly places, right? So our battle is not really, this is all, like, it comes back to there's a spiritual side to all of this. And this, there's a spiritual war taking place in the heavenlies. And ultimately, all of this that you see, this comes back to a war on Christianity. This will all come back to a war on Christians. It will before it all goes down. So, but we're not to be fearful. You know, we're to actually continue to share the gospel of Jesus, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And it's like, well, I don't know how to share Jesus. Well, it's just simple. It's simple. It's just saying, you know, we all have fallen short. Like no one is perfect. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever cheated on something? I cheated once in sixth grade. I totally cheated on a test felt totally convicted, horrible, ended up telling the teacher. But we're all imperfect people, right? We all need the grace of God. And Jesus sacrificed himself for mankind, for humankind. He paid the price. And there has to be a sacrifice, because God is all perfect, all knowing, the creator of all, right? And he's absolute perfect. And there, with him, there can be no sin, right? In his presence, there can be no sin. And in order to, for mankind to have that direct relationship with Jesus, with God, there had to be a sacrifice, but it had to be a sacrifice of absolute perfection. Something that had it was just absolute perfection, and that was Jesus. Jesus gave his life for humankind, and in that he took sin, he took sickness, he took disease, he took infirmity, he took all of it onto his body, and when he died, it died with him. So now we can go directly to God and have a relationship with him, and not to even be fearful of the times that we're living in, because we have that relationship with Jesus. And I constantly, I mean, I think about, like, I cannot imagine right now, like, living in this world thinking, okay, like, there's actual, like, pending thought of nuclear war, just, you know, it's out there. And to go through that and not have a peace in the midst of the storm, like, that's got to be incredibly difficult. And I will tell you, Jesus is that peace. Like, he is that peace in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I come back to God. I come back to God because he is that peace. And actually, like, there's this weird feeling of, like, excited anticipation, because you're like, oh my gosh, like, to be able to be in the presence of God. And I don't know if any of you, I'm sure you have, if I were to read the comments, had that moment where you felt the presence of God. And it's the most powerful thing in the world. And to be able to think, like, okay, at some point, we will always be in the presence of God. Like, think about that. Like, to always be in the presence. And I've experienced the presence of God a couple times in my life, but to have it constantly, like, and I just want to read you this because it gets me all choked up. And I'm already all choked up, but I want to read you this. Okay, this is Revelations. Where are we? Revelation. Okay, here we go. So this is John, right? John, when he was on the island of Patmos, he had, like, a revelation of, like, how it all goes down. Okay, how it all goes down. And so he writes this, and it's so powerful. Okay. He said, "And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone," which is a red stone. "And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunder and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and were full of eyes and within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I just think, like, that's just a picture of heaven. Like, that's a picture of what's going on right now. These elders, these beasts that are worshiping God, like, they know he's God, and they don't rest day or night, and they continue to say, worthy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And what's so crazy about mankind, humankind, is God gave us choice, right? Like, these creatures and these elders in heaven that are around the throne room in the presence of God, that are constantly just worshiping, 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 which at some point we get to be in that presence of God. And I can't imagine it. I mean, I think I'll just be on my face. But they're constantly worshiping God, constantly worshiping God. But what's significant about mankind is, we were given choice, right? God did not, like, these creatures, and I believe there could be creatures and other, I mean, God's the creator, and I'm not going to get into, like, whether he continued to create, but as a creator who create, I mean, I create videos, I'm constantly writing, I'm constantly, like, to create, I don't, like, you don't just stop, right? He created these creatures, right? And these creatures know him, and these creatures worship him, and these creatures continue to just to adore God, and they're in the presence of God, and to think, like, one day we will be in the presence of God and have that encounter. But what's significant about mankind and humankind is God gave us choice, right? These creatures don't have choice. They know, but God gave us a choice whether to know him or to not know him. Right? He never is going to force himself on you, like ever. All he'll do is give you that slight tug, right? It's like this slight nudge. And I love it, because someone once said, like, God is a gentleman, right? He's going to knock on the door. He's not going to rip it down and bust in. He's going to knock on the door and, like, gently lead you. And leads you into a relationship with him so that you can experience this, so that when all is said and done, you're in the presence of God, watching these elders, watching these beasts worship God. Like, I mean, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. It's just so when all the chaos is going on, I'm like, all of that eventually leads to presence of God, eventually leads to completely being with him. All leads to adoring him and knowing him, and then having all those questions that you have answered. I mean, think about, like, all of us have stuff that we're like, God, if I had a moment to just sit and ask you some questions, because I've got some questions, and there might have been some things in your life that you're like, it doesn't make sense, or that have made you angry at God or made you frustrated at God, but those questions will be answered, right? All of those things, everything that you're not quite sure of will be answered. But the biggest and most important thing is to know him, right? To accept him, to ask him to lead you, to have a relationship with him. Because all of this, right, is crazy. And there's that peace that passes all understanding when you know Jesus. Like, there really is. And I'm probably, like, messing up all of this, but as I say that, like, that, like, of course, there's that human side of me that's like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Like, but then, like, even when I was driving today in my car and I was having that time with God after I dropped the kids off, like, I was like, but it leads to that. Like, this is so much better. Like, it's so much better. So, I mean, just go with that. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of what I wanted to say. And it gets me emotional because you're a spirit, and you have a soul, and you're an emotional person, and the things happening around us right now we can't control, but you can control your eternity, right? You can control whether you get to experience the presence of God and you get to be with him and know him, Like, you can control that, right? You can't control whether Putin goes completely AWOL and just, you know, like, you can't control that, but you can control your relationship with Jesus, knowing Jesus, and sharing Jesus, right? So that's kind of what I want to say. So it's kind of heavy, isn't it? Like, it's heavy, but it's good. Like, because I was just like, oh my gosh. And then I come back to Jesus. I come back to, like, okay, well, I mean, if this is when you put me here, I'm here, right? And I'll do what you want me to do. So, all right. We're to keep looking above sinful world. Yes. And it is, and that's another thing. Like, and I feel like, oh gosh, I'm blowing my nose here. So sorry. Like, this is so raw. And, like, okay. But, like, that's another thing, like, I think that has happened with the Christian churches is it's like, you know, you can kind of do whatever and the grace of God, you know, will, you know, wash that away. And he does wash that away, but you don't want to continue to walk in sin, right? Because sin is real. I think that's something else that people are hungry to know the truth. And the truth is there is sin. It is real. And it will separate you from having intimacy with the Father. Get it out of your life. Get it out of your life. You can, and God can help you, right? I know so many people that walked in bondage that had tons of addictions, and God can set you free from that. He can set you free from that. I've seen it happen. I've witnessed it. And he can set you free from that. He can set you free from a spirit of fear. He can set you free from all sorts of just in any kind of addiction you might have. God can set you free. And he wants you free. Because that's not, because what the world has portrayed, I got to wrap this up here. But what the world has portrayed is sin is freedom. And that's the opposite, right? Sin is not freedom. Sin actually entangles you, ensnares you, and actually puts you in bondage. It doesn't liberate you. Being free from sin is what liberates you. And so the world's got it all twisted, right? Like, being free from sin is freedom, right? So, and Jesus, he took that sin too. He also took sin on the cross. He took it. And so you don't have to have it. Like, you don't have to have that addiction. You don't have to walk in that fear. You don't have to, you are set free, right? So anyways, that's what I wanted to come on and say, because I really, like, to be honest, guys, like, right now, like, that's really all that I can say. Like, and I, you know, like, well, I want, this is my, you know, theory on this. Is this what I think about this or whatever? It doesn't matter. What matters is, especially in times like this. And I, hopefully this is just a dip. Right? Hopefully it's just a little low valley point right now, and we head back up and things even out and everything goes back to normal. Right? And I have this gut feeling that probably won't happen, but I want it to happen. So, I mean, but regardless if it does or it doesn't, at the end of the day, your spirit is what matters, right? Like, because that's eternity. That's what matters. So anyways, oh, you guys are so sweet. Oh, all right. Good comments. No hating comments. Well, I probably missed them. They're probably on there, but all right, you guys. Well, until next time, hopefully I'll have something funny. And that just hits me. Like, the satirical stuff. Like, and it is an art, like, for me, so I can't force it. If I don't have something come for me, like, come at me, I can't do it. Or else it's like, oh, that was dumb. Why did you do that? So it has to just come naturally. And it's not there right now. Right now it's like all like God, press into God, pray for the people that don't know Jesus and speak the truth. And the truth is Jesus. So all right, you guys, but do go back to the front of this before I go into my emotional state. I think it's important for people to be able to argue back that 9,000 lease stuff that the Biden administration keeps saying, because that's just It's false. It's false. It's false information. God gets us through. Amen. Amen. Do the Nancy Knuckles. Oh, that was funny. I was gone that night, so I came back and I watched the State of the Union, and I was like, what is she doing? And she stood up at the most bizarre time. Like, they were talking about like a horrific thing, and she like got super excited. And she was like, yay! And I was like, oh my gosh, stop it. Stop it. Why are you happy about that? That's bizarre. So, and I guess I missed Chuck Schumer, but I guess he started clapping at a very inopportune time too. So I know my sister's like, why didn't you do Chuck Schumer too? And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see that part. So if I would have, I would have done Chuck as well. It's just a mess. It's a mess. What they're doing is calculated and planned. Hopefully you know that. If you don't, read up on it, really research the World Economic Forum. They're putting their agenda out there. They're open about it. They're Build Back Better. And it's all out there. So, but you know what? There's peace. There's peace in the midst of this storm, because we are in a storm. There's peace. There's peace that passes all understanding. And I do come back to Peter, right? I mean, in the midst, like the storm broke out and he's trying to walk to Jesus. And Jesus is like, come out here to me. Come on, Peter, get out here. Peter's like, I don't know. Get out of the boat. So Peter gets out of the boat. He starts walking on water and he starts to look at the surrounding circumstances, right? And then, I'm preaching to the choir here, because I'll do that. I'll start to be like, oh my gosh, well, if that happens and that happens, and there's that happening in Ukraine and biolabs and Iran and China and that's looking at the storm, right? And not to say we're not to be informed. We're to be informed, right? We're to be informed. We're to be educated. We're to be knowledgeable about current events. We're to be knowing what's going on, but we're not to embrace that storm and to let it take us. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, right? Because he is the peace. He's the peace that passes all understanding. So we might not understand this, but God does. God is outside of all this. And, you know, some stuff has to happen, right? And that's something too. Oh my gosh, I'm talking way too long. But that's something that has to happen too, is because I'll find myself praying. And then I'm like, well, maybe this is like, maybe we're in times that are more, you know, maybe we're a little bit further along than I think we are. And maybe some of this has to happen because it's been spoken to that it's going to happen. So the best thing to do right now, keep your eyes on Jesus, fixed on Jesus. Don't look at the storm, but to be informed, to be educated, and to pray that God's kingdom come, his will be done, right? So anyways. All right, you guys. I keep talking. I'm just, All right. Thank you. I know that somebody donated on YouTube. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to find your name here. I'm going to give you a shout out here. Candace, thank you so much. I appreciate it. What a blessing. Yeah, I'm on YouTube and I'm on Facebook right now. Sometimes I go on Twitter. Sometimes I don't. Twitter's not really like, hey, let's sit and watch a video on Twitter. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I could, I don't know. We'll see. All right, you guys. God bless you. Seriously. Peace in the storm. Peace in the storm, and know him. Know him. I'm telling you right now, know him. That's really all that matters right now. So God bless you guys, and we'll see you again soon. Bye, guys.